what their real reason for being there. Then the next column is this column, and they do the same thing, except they take the company mission statement and they ask the question, how is helping this company fulfill its mission of being the number one company in Spain or selling the most number of bagels, how's it going to help me get my highest values? If you will link this, 20 or 30 or so of these, I guarantee you when they're done, they will need the Kleenex. They will be crying. I've done this many, many, many times. And I could take 20 of your employees, sit down here for 2 hours, and show you exactly what I'm talking about. And when they're done, they will be sitting there with tears and Kleenex. Because they will have realization after realization of why they are there. There's no mistake while they're in that company. And they realize they're getting their dreams met. When an employee starts to have that kind of link, you don't have to force them to do anything. They're now doing it because it's in line with their values. Remember, when you're selling something to somebody and you want to communicate with them, you go to them and try to force them to get your ideas, they fight you and they're not interested. But if you communicate in terms of their values and their ideas, they're wanting your service. An employee will work for you if they feel like what they're doing is helping them get what's important to them. And it is, but they haven't never taken the time to link it. And a wise employer and manager is one who makes sure those are linked. And they know the employee enough to know how to link them in case they're having difficulty. So you have to care about your employees to know what their values are and to think how they can get their values by working in that company. How many of you understand this exercise? This exercise, a company in San Francisco, and they, according to a piece of paper that they sent me in a thank you letter, they believe that this one exercise alone helped them triple their business in the following year. Because now 19 or 18, I think it was 19 people, were now more committed to the company and more focused than ever before. And they now worked more as a team. So this exercise is very valuable. An employer who owns a company can also do this and look at their job duties, look at their private objectives, look at the company mission, and do the same thing. So whether you're an employee or the head of the company, this exercise is still useful. Very useful tool. Another tool. Raise your hand if you've ever been in a situation or had somebody in your company have conflict between two employees. Because this is worth mastering. This tool is a very powerful tool. It's 10 columns across. Everybody in my company knows how to do this and must know how to do this. This is essential. Because this is a conflict resolution process. A conflict resolution process. It enhances communication. It resolves conflict. And it inspires. And it brings more love and appreciation for the people work with. In the first column is the positive trait you like about the person. So let's say you have two people that have a conflict. They sit down either in the same room or in two separate rooms, doesn't matter. And they take this form and they begin to fill it out on their time. Because anybody who has a conflict has the responsibility in my organization to have this done on their time, their lunch hour. They're not allowed to come in the organization and continue to have conflicts without having this resolved. It's their accountability. They've been trained on it. It's part of their job description. They write down the things they like and the things in column 6 that they dislike, the things they dislike about the person. So let's say the thing they dislike is that they're rude, they're inconsiderate, they're bossy, they're loud. The thing they like is that they at least are there every day. They do produce a lot. They're busy or accomplish a lot. Another thing they dislike about them is that they think they're better than everybody else and they don't work as a team member. But the thing I like about them is that they are funny sometimes. And they know how to get people to push themselves and reach higher levels. So they write down the things they dislike and the things